This is Johannes Breuer. You just gave, or you just moderated, one of the sessions at the Barcamp Science 2.0, and your session was about pre-registration within the publication process. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should shortly explain to our listeners what pre-registration is, because there might be some who are not familiar with the concept.
Mm-hmm. The idea behind pre-registration is basically that you split up the review and publication process into two steps. In the classical structure of a paper, you usually have the introduction, lit review and theory, and then the methods. Then you have your results, discussion. This is, at least in psychology where I'm from, is the classical paper structure. And the idea is to kind of split up the review process, and you first submit your theory and your hypothesis, research questions and methods. Before you collect the data, that's important. Then you get a review. Maybe you get a revision. Maybe you get rejected. You revise your manuscript. And then if you get what's called, and usually called an in-principle acceptance, you collect your data within a certain time frame, and then you analyze it, and then you submit the full paper. And the idea is that you will get accepted, well, if you get the in-principle acceptance, regardless of what your results are. So it's mm-hmm. it's a good way to publish null findings, for instance, mm-hmm. or to, it's an idea to deal with what's called publication bias, so the likelihood is usually greater for something that's significant or confirmed the hypothesis to get published than something that didn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the idea is if you're pre-registered and you have the goal for publishing, then you cannot be depublished later on when your data is actually analyzed.
Exactly, that's the idea. The ideal is that you will get published regardless of your results, meaning it doesn't matter if you have null findings or if you confirmed your hypothesis or if your result was significant or above a specific effect size, for instance. Okay. It's an idea that wants to address the issue of publication bias and also of harking, so hypothesizing after results are known, which supposedly happens. So people look at their data and then they come up with their research questions or hypothesis based on their data, which is also a bit of an ethical concern. So those are some of the things that the pre-registration wants to address. It's not fully fledged out right now, the idea, but some journals are trying it and in psychology, mostly as an alternative or a parallel track to the classical full paper submission. I think it has potential, and it's interesting to see how this plays out.
What was the major discussion point in your session?
We had several. We had the discussion about the workload for reviewers and editors and their role, how long should everything take, how many rounds of revision can there be, should there be. And one interesting comment that we had in this discussion was the idea of maybe you have you should have reviews not only on the level of the journal, but also on something like an internal institutional level, like institutional review or ethics review board, and maybe also have more of a long-term, I think one participant called it mentorship or stewardship of the paper. So some person who's not part of the research team and not an author actually, but guides you through the research process, gives you feedback, maybe with a specific focus on methods or analysis, for instance.
Okay. You said there are already some journals who are practicing the pre-registration. Mm-hmm. Would you see the usage only for a certain discipline, or is it rather related to data-heavy science only, or would you even extend it to other disciplines and ways of research?
Mm-hmm. We also had this discussion here on which disciplines you could use it for. In my field, I think it's mostly suitable for quantitative studies or science, and especially for experiments where you have a clear-cut experimental design and procedure beforehand. It's not impossible for other fields. You can probably do it for qualitative data. You can do it for survey studies. It's more of a challenge, and I think the process has to look different in different disciplines. It's something that came up in this discussion, that it has to look very different if you look at psychology, if you look at the life sciences, if you look at computer science, or even at very, say, fields that are neighboring fields like sociology and psychology. Mm-hmm. Those processes probably would be different. If you have a large-scale longitudinal survey, that's something completely different from a one-shot experiment or a series of experiments that you run in your lab.
Yeah. If one wants to read into this subject, where should the interested people start?
There is, I think, on the Open Science Framework, they have a wiki also about pre-registration. They have compiled they have compiled a list of sources and some reading materials, and most journals, if they offer pre-registration, also have a description about that. But I think the Open Science Framework, I think it's on their wiki, they have a good description of pre-registration. That is a good starting point.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.